The year is 2020. This is a world with superpowers, but one in which they've only begun appearing within the last 15 years or so. Scientists have been baffled enough as it is. But what's even stranger, the only people who seem to get these superpowers are either pop idols or those who are working to become them. Naturally, when it became clear who was getting these superpowers, there was a huge uptick in the number of people trying to make it as performers. Because of this, the entertainment world is now immensely crowded. The biggest labels now all cater to these flashy, superpowered performers, commonly known as super idols. Our story takes place in the city of Cadence, British Columbia, Canada. The world's first super idol-centric music label, Starforge Records, was founded in Cadence, making the city an unexpected hotspot for the music and entertainment industry. The city also boasts something even more exciting: Starview Academy, a prestigious performing arts school for super idols. Anyone who wants to be anyone dreams of going to Starview. They boast top-of-the-line training and facilities, a wealth of industry connections, and exclusive recording contracts with Starforge Records for their top performers. Even the school's middle-of-the-road students tend to go on to pretty cushy careers after graduating. Yes, Starview Academy is a beacon of excellence whose idols are cheered on by all of Cadence. Sadly, our heroes do not go to Starview Academy. We find ourselves in a public high school on the outskirts of the city called Fort McNally High. The place is a little run down and underfunded, and it sits in the shadow of a fancier private school a few blocks away called Fort MacArthur. Even the Fort McNally Idol Club, which you'd think would be a big deal after the advent of super idols, is tiny and barely holding itself together. The students and staff do their best. I mean, they have a decent curling team, at least. But it's tough going for any students wanting to break out as idols. But for those idol hopefuls who won't let a tough road ahead stop them, the first step to achieving their dreams will be to join the McNally Idol Club. Because anyone in a formally recognized school idol club is qualified to participate in the annual Cadence Idol Newcomer Grand Star Tournament, or SingStar Tournament for short, which offers an amazing top prize, a full ride to Starview Academy for all members of the winning team. Oh, but there are a couple of complications. Being a super idol means more than just singing, dancing, and wearing cute outfits. Super idols compete with each other on a whole other level. Flashy super concerts are a big deal in this world, and that includes the high school circuit. The winner in a contest of super idols isn't just whoever has the best songs or the biggest crowd appeal, although that certainly helps. It's also whoever can withstand a psionic blast, or light their opponent's hair on fire, or summon a horde of locusts to act as backup dancers. You know, standard stuff. Plus, guess what? Some people want to be idols and also do crimes, so you may need to fight the occasional supervillain along your path to fame and glory. Yeah, it's gonna be an interesting school year.
That out of the way. I suppose I should introduce myself. My name is Erin. I will be your GM for the session, and I'm bringing you into the world of Fort McNally High School. It is currently the second day of school, early September 2020, and we find ourselves towards the end of the school day. Classes are wrapping up. It's been mostly orientations and all that getting the school year started stuff. Not much actual learning happening so far. And we float into the classrooms to get a look at our protagonists, starting with...
My name is Dana Lexa, she, her pronouns, and I will be playing Valerie Pierce, a grade 10 student at Fort McNally High. She's a trans girl, about medium height, and she has black hair and a short bob that falls over her right eye. She dresses like a pretty standard high school goth. Lots of black and mesh t-shirts, jean shorts over fishnets, dark makeup, the whole deal. Valerie's always wanted to be rich and famous. To be adored. To have other people envy her like she envies other idols. However, despite her best efforts to become an idol herself, she never managed to gain any powers. That is, until this past summer. There had always been rumors about Rain Shadow Records, that their contracts were some of the most draconian in the business, that their top idol, Mary Rain, was a nightmare to work with, that some of their connections and funding sources were shady, to put it lightly. But the biggest rumor about them was that somehow they could just give idols superpowers. Desperate for powers and a foot in the door, Valerie recently chased down this rumor and found herself in a meeting with the executives at Rain Shadow Records. By the end of that meeting, Valerie agreed to sign with the label and received a set of powers from Mary Rain herself. Shapeshifting, telekinesis, psychic constructs. It was more than she could ever have imagined. Valerie was overjoyed. However, it turned out the other rumors about Rain Shadow were true as well. Valerie's idol persona, the gothic Lolita styled Violence Violet, or Vivi for short, is now the legal intellectual property of Rain Shadow Records, Inc. Any use of the Violence Violet image or name not approved of by the label can result in serious repercussions for Valerie, up to and including being stripped of her powers and blacklisted from the industry for life. If she doesn't sing and dance to exactly the tune Rain Shadow wants, Valerie's career as an idol is doomed.
All right. That's awesome.
Awesome.
So yes, we enter into Valerie's classroom. What do you think the first couple of days have been like for Valerie as she's started her grade 10 year?
So partly spurred on by the sort of confidence of getting this contract, she has completely changed her look and taken a new, like even the name Valerie is new for her. And so people are treating her like she's a new student, and she's just sort of dodging questions about that, even though she was technically at Fort McNally High last year. And so it's sort of the first time that she's tried to act with confidence and act like people should just know her because she's cool and people should, you know, want to talk to her. But she's too good for them anyway. And
this is a very good idol attitude to have.
Yeah.
It's fun, but it actually takes more work to keep up that persona than she expected.
Indeed. Do you think she's made any, like, friend connections or anything so far? Or it's still too early for that, just kind of hanging out by herself? Or
I think she's still hanging out by herself. I think she's probably not quite confident. She's gotten the pretending that she's too good to talk to you down. She hasn't quite gotten the actually talking to people down just yet.
I think that's fair. It's only day two, so there's still plenty of time to meet people and mingle, especially since you saw an interesting flyer on the bulletin board on your way into the first and second day of school. It is a flyer done on pink paper and glitter that says, Fort McNally Idol Club! !! Now seeking new members and a new president. Show the world what you've got and shine like you never have before! !! First meeting, Tuesday at 4 p.m., room 346. It is currently Tuesday, and it's about 3:30-ish, so you're just wrapping up for the day. Are you going to head straight there, or do you have any business to take care of before you head there, do you think?
I think I'm going to sort of go to the hallway and spend a little bit of time, like, standing in the hallway, looking busy, and, like, I'm not paying attention, but just to see if anyone else goes in before me.
Oh, yeah, the nonchalant, like, oh, you, I don't know about you, you're going to the school.
Yeah.
I don't know about me.
Is what a yeah, absolutely. I'm not interested at all, but who else is here?
Yeah.
All right. I think T, do you think your character is anywhere nearby at this point, or do you think she's doing something else at the moment?
I feel like she's already, and sorry, I wasn't facing the mic when I was talking. I'll do that again. I think she's already in there.
All right. So I'm going to lead in assuming that you're in there. Maybe Valerie, you're trying to make it look like you're not like trying to be near the room or see inside, but you get a little peek through the window and you see in the room among the people who are in there, we have...
My name is T, they, them pronouns, and I will be playing Evangeline Blake, or Angie, to her friends. She's a very tall and twiggy girl, with some muscle definition from years of dance training. She has long blonde hair, often done up in a ponytail, and wears a lot of very fashionable dresses. Or well, they were fashionable anyway. For most of her life, Angie's parents were wealthy business people in Cadence. They made more than enough money to keep their little girl in all the Gucci and Versace she wanted, and they paid for all her very, very expensive dance lessons. Ballet, tango, hip-hop, swing, she's done it all and more. And with the discovery of her powers, super strength, and minor fireworks effects, Angie was set to transfer to Starview Academy and begin her illustrious career as a dance idol. And then her parents had to go and screw it all up by getting caught. As it turns out, Mr. and Mrs. Blake had been embezzling money from their employers for many, many years, and the employers did not take kindly to that. They took the Blakes to court, sued them for literally all they were worth, and left the family with almost nothing. Great. Just great. Needless to say, Angie hasn't been thrilled with all this, but all things considered, she has made the best of things. After her first year of public school at Fort McNally, she developed a little clique with some of the school's other most popular girls, with herself at the center. She may be wearing last season's Gucci, but hey, it's better than what everyone else is wearing, right? Anyway, last year, Angie tried joining the Fort McNally Dance Club and found them wanting, let's say. She tried to develop her idol persona, basically just a flashier version of herself called Bane Raven, but unfortunately, practice sessions were inconsistent thanks to other members being flaky and not taking the club seriously. Now, as she heads to grade 11, Angie has decided to give the idol club a try. It's a long shot, but who knows? Maybe this will be the thing that lets her burst the Blake family name back into relevancy. Like a bull charging through the fence of temporary financial hardship and into the wide open pastures of fuck you, I'm rich again.
It's very good. Oh my god.
I know.
So yes, you know exactly what's up. You know exactly what you want, and you are already in the room ready to do what you're gonna do.
Yeah.
Also, do you think you've been aware of Valerie in the past couple of days? Like, I know that you're one to notice someone whose fashion sense does not click with yours.
Yeah. That would have been the first thing that tipped me off, I think, was the fashion. But I probably initially expected it to be like a, ew, you're gonna wear that. But also there's a little bit of envy because she does look really cool. But she doesn't tell that to anybody else. So a lot of it at first, she thinks is for some reason, she just rationalizes it that Violet's going to kind of fade into the background. But obviously that doesn't happen. Everybody's wondering about her and where she came from and all this stuff. And she's at the stage, I think, where she's like, I don't get what's so special. And is essentially trying to ignore this really obvious figure in the high school community that everyone else is talking about.
This is probably a good way to segue into the fact that you consider Valerie your rival, like mechanical rival. Yeah. on the Bulls character sheet.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I said Violet, but I did mean That's Valerie.
Okay.
Yeah, I did the stage name. Whoops.
So yes, try as you might to rationalize away someone who clearly has inferior fashion sense, you cannot help but think, God, she's so fucking cool.
She and is. You want to do, I'm you want to, about it.
To best her in any way possible.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Alrighty. So before we move into what you see in this room, because there are other people in the room with you as well, I'm going to move to the last member of our cast. Michelle, where do you think your character is at this point in the day?
Well, she's new, so she's wandering the halls, and I think she's going to see a sparkly poster that might catch her eye.
Alrighty. We follow an unassuming-looking girl down the hallway up to the bulletin board where the flyer is, and this person just happens to be...
So my name is Michelle.
They, them pronouns.
I'll be playing Cynthia Knight. She's a 15-year-old, about 5'9", with an athletic body type, brown hair just above her shoulders, and gray-blue eyes with glasses. She wears mostly plain, casual clothing. She's a grade 10 transfer student, new this year, and she transferred from somewhere no one's quite sure. She's a bit vague on the details when people ask.
And that's all you're getting for right now.
What?
Yes, there's more than one mysterious student that people are interested in. I think just by, again, virtue of fashion sense, Valerie stands out a little more, but there is Cynthia as well, who's people are interested in, but because she doesn't stand out quite as much, they're not pushing quite as hard for the details, but they are curious still. So you've had to face a few questions throughout the past couple of days, but you've been pretty good at keeping your cards close to the chest.
Yeah, even though she's new, the track club keeps asking her to join.
Because you're very obviously fit. Alrighty.
Yeah, she's quiet and she keeps to herself a lot.
Makes sense. So for now, your mysterious brown-haired character... is passing through the hallway, sees the flyer. Do you think she's going to go straight there, or does she have anything else she wants to do beforehand?
No, I think it catches her eye. You know, she likes bright pink things, even though she looks pretty casual and very athletic.
It's not like I like cute, frilly things, Baka. All right, so I'm going to assume you're heading there. So you head down a couple hallways and find yourself... In the 300s, by the way this school is laid out, there's rooms with multiple, like, different types of numbers, like 100, 200, 300, but it's all on one floor. This is just to make the school seem bigger than it actually is. Okay. So you find yourself near room 346, and you see Valerie hanging outside the room. What do you do?
I'm just gonna kind of keep an eye out, see what everyone's doing. I'm a loner.
So you have two people trying to pretend like they're not interested in the room, clearly hanging outside the room. Valerie, do you react to this in any way?
I think I sort of pretend not to notice, but if Cynthia is not going to acknowledge that for a little bit, I'll actually engage. So you heard about that, the Idol Club?
Yeah, I saw the flyer. I'm interested in checking it out. Are you in the club?
No. I thought maybe I'd check it out. You know, it seems like they could probably use more members. You know, flyers seem pretty desperate, so I...
Yeah. Do you want to check it out together?
Yeah, I'm sure if you're going in, I guess I may as well, too.
Yeah, sure. Let's check it out.
All right, so you head into the room together where you see Evangeline and you see a couple of other people, not a whole lot of people, maybe like one or two other people in the room so far. There are maybe one or two other people who are coming in behind you as well. The people in the room, by the way, already, you have like, there's this white girl who's like dirty blonde with her hair in like a messy bun, who has like a school pride t-shirt on and track pants and looks like she's just pretty chipper and happy to be there. And another girl who is mixed Japanese and white and looks kind of perpetually tired. And she has kind of long, stringy black hair, kind of bags under her eyes, a black ace ring on her right middle finger, and an open front Hawaiian t-shirt and cargo shorts.
Yeah, okay, so I think before Before Valerie and Cynthia walked in, I feel like Evangeline was probably angry. Yeah. Because that wasn't what she was hoping for. Like, she was probably hoping for cheerleaders or maybe somebody she could mold into, you know, an idol, because she's already proclaimed herself as the leader of this group, even though she might not be. But it's up to her because this is her dream.
Well, supposedly the club is looking for a new president. That's what the flyer said anyway.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. So she would have saw that and she was already like calling the shots. So like as if she's running this and it's the audition, even though she saw the flyer too. And she that's why she came to the room.
Do you think you've already tried to like tell some people what to do?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So I definitely would have done that.
Paint me a word picture of what the scene that Valerie and Cynthia walk in on is then.
Okay, well, I'm holding a clipboard. Who knows where I got it, but I have it now, and I've got a pen, and I'm wearing probably like Chanel Sports from 2 years ago that somehow still fit because I don't know, but yeah, some kind of Chanel Sports line from a couple seasons ago. Yeah, seasons, not years, seasons. And she's got a clipboard and one of these really glittery, sparkly pens with like the pom-pom on the end, you know? Yeah, of course. You know, every high school girl has to have one of those pens, especially it's a status symbol. So.
It's a requirement for being a prep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Very popular in the Clueless movie, from what I recall. I think every one of them.
Still popular in the year of our Lord 2020.
Yeah. 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 So she's got this clipboard and it's like a short sweater combo and she's taking everybody's names, all yep. two of them. Yeah. And she's like grilling them on their dance history, like their singing ability and stuff like that. And I'm not sure how the characters are reacting, but it's clear she's hoping for some kind of hidden gem that's going to help her come to the top.
All right. Well, I think I can tell you kind of what reactions you're getting from the blonde girl. I think you're getting pretty good rapport with the blonde girl. At least, like I said, she's pretty psyched to be here. She's following your lead pretty easily. She says her name is Emily, and she doesn't have any, like, dance history or background, but she, like, has run track before. She, like, knows how to be active, at least. Okay. And she's just kind of excited. She's excited by the idea of super idols and hopes that she can get some powers if she doesn't have them already.
Okay.
And the other girl, you have a little more trouble with.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
I'm going to say you managed to get her first name out of her. She says her name is Karen. But ask me a couple questions, why don't you?
Okay. Karen, have you ever danced before?
Dancing's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, have you done it?
Who can say in this world, you know, man?
Okay, next question. Any singing ability?
I believe anyone can sing if they try.
She just writes something down.
So, Valerie and Cynthia, this is the scene that you walk in on. There's a couple more people who are entering with you. There's another girl and a guy who are coming in as well.
Okay, well, I'm just going to assume that Evangeline is the current president now, since she's doing this. So I'm going to go over and introduce myself. Hi.
Oh, hi. She sticks out her hand to for you to shake.
I'll shake her hand. My name is Cynthia, and I would like to join the Idol Club.
Oh my god, that's great. Have you ever danced before?
Not so much dancing, but I do like singing.
Awesome. Like, you can see, like, this, I don't know, light bulb go off, so to speak, just in her facial expression. And she's, like, writing significantly more behind her notepad or behind her clipboard. and you're not really sure what her writing, what she's writing, but she keeps looking up at you and then down to write some more.
I'm just kind of watching her in awe because she's writing so much and I have no idea what she's writing.
Yeah, and she's going to be like, great, we're so happy to have you. Go and take a seat.
Okay, and I'll go sit down. Just kind of look around at everyone.
I saw there was the ad, and, you know, it seems like, I mean, I've got my own thing going, but I guess it seems like you need, members, so thought I'd see if this was, worth my time. I'm Valerie.
Nice to meet you, Valerie. My name is Evangeline. My friends call me Angie.
Mm-hmm.
And she also, like, reluctantly goes out to shake your hand, but it's in a way, that she's a little intimidated.
Valerie shakes her hand, but like with the same hesitation, and it definitely is just a little more awkward than either of them would have intended separately.
And Karen in the background says, you're gonna be good friends. I get the feeling. I just know it.
Aww. You know, she has a good attitude.
Yeah, so is this, what's this, tryouts? I saw the, you know, the club president spot is open, so figured I could, you know, make sure that everything's up to snuff. I've got some experience, so that,
I mean, like, if you're really busy, you know, I could just do it.
Oh, so you're not the president, you just showed up here? Like us?
Yeah, and they just had this clipboard here, and, well, no one else was doing anything, so...
Actually,
here I am.
You look at the clipboard, and you notice something you didn't see before. This is not actually a sign-up sheet for the Idol Club. This is just, like, an attendance sheet for whatever class normally goes on in this room.
That I just, like, wrote all over.
But yes, there are a few people in this room so far, nobody has spoken up to claim to be the one who set this up yet.
Okay, that's... So does anybody know where or who the organizer is of the club?
And Emily pipes up like, I don't know. Like, I didn't know really much about the Idol Club before this, but I just assumed someone would be. I thought it was you. Like, you're not it.
Well, I just saw the clipboard and I, you know, since nobody else was volunteering.
Are they just trying to let us do our own thing? Like, that seems weird. There should be like a guidance person, whatever you call it. I don't know.
Like a coach
or faculty sponsor?
Or like a TA. I don't know. That's a thing, right?
I don't think that's a thing in high school.
And the one of the other people who came in behind you, she's a girl with like a dark hair and a short ponytail, kind of like an oversized sweater and jeans, pipes up and is like, if nobody here is actually in charge, I don't know if I'm going to stick around for this. This seems like a dog and pony show from what I can see.
Oh, it's totally fine. I'm in charge. It's me. I've got the clipboard.
Says who? You clearly just said that you are not actually the person who organized this.
I don't think that clipboard is for the club. That that says History of the Americas at the top.
I feel like you're trying to make a move of some sort, and I'm just trying to think what it would be.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like how exactly she would react to this situation.
Does anybody want to assess the situation actually?
Yeah. I'll assess the situation.
Sure. So we can do our first roll of the game.
Hooray.
So you're gonna roll with plus superior on that.
Okay.
And since this is our first roll of the game, I'll explain the moves as we make them. For assess the situation, it's what it sounds like. It's basically looking at what you see or sense around you and making some kind of sense of it that will help you in your current situation.
Okay, I rolled and I got a 9, according to the...
Alrighty. So, and that's including your superior. So on a 7 to 9, you're not a team yet, so I'm actually not going to allow you guys to use team points just yet. So on a 7 to 9, you get to ask one from the following list. What here can I use to blank, whatever you want to do? What is the biggest threat? Not really appropriate for the situation, nor is what is the greatest what here is in the greatest danger. Who here is most vulnerable to me? That could be interesting. And how could we best end this quickly?
I want to ask the first question, like, what can I best use to, I guess, find some way to give myself a little more legitimacy in this situation?
All right. So on the same desk where you found the clipboard, you spot a piece of paper that you didn't notice before, but you notice it seems to be handwritten. So you might want to have a look at that.
Okay. I put up my index finger, like, and whisper, "One second." And then I go and I look at the paper, and I look up at everyone while I, like, slowly slide the paper to my clipboard and clip it on and then start reading.
Are you just going to read it out loud without reading it beforehand?
No, I'm read it beforehand before
All
I
right,
read it out
so
loud.
So I'll read it to you then. So the piece of paper reads, "Hello," in all capital letters. To all you new Idol Club hopefuls, squiggly mark, exclamation mark. Surprise! Did you think finding the meeting spot would be easy? You know how protective idols are about their identities. It'd be pretty silly to let anyone and everyone know where we meet. That'd be like a total paparazzi nightmare, double exclamation mark. So I set up a little game for everyone to play. Think of it like an initiation, lol, lol, triple exclamation mark. And this is all handwritten, by the way. If you can find the real meeting spot, that totally must mean you're serious about this and are ready to commit to the club. I've hidden 3 puzzle pieces around the school that will reveal our meeting location. On the back of this paper are some clues to help you find them. Good luck, Idol hopefuls. Looking forward to meeting you all soon, triple exclamation mark, squiggly mark, Amberly S., Fort McNally Idol Club President." So what do you do with this piece of paper?
I read it out loud to everyone, but not nearly as enthusiastically. And getting, I don't know, like progressively angrier as it goes on. Yeah, but, and especially, like, grit out the words "Idol Club President" at the end of the letter, mm-hmm. with just an additional bit of venom.
And after an awkward silence, Karen pipes up and goes, "Huh." And that's all she says.
I'm gonna stand up and walk over and take a look at the paper.
I just, like, hand you the clipboard at this point.
So the others in the room are starting to, like, huddle all around you so they can see the paper as well. As the paper said, there is stuff on the other side, so if you flip it over, you can see a list of clues. So the clues on the back of the sheet read, 1. Being an idol is all about giving a good performance. You don't want to settle for second place or a B+. You should always give it your best. 2. Being an idol is also about having fun with others. Like the best sports, no one should hog the ball or spotlight all to themselves. And 3. And remember, on the road to becoming an idol, it's always okay to ask for help. So this is what you have to work with.
These are our clues? Okay. So I feel like we're all in a semicircle looking over the clipboard,
right.
I assume.
So these all supposedly lead to 1 of 3 puzzle pieces.
Is that Seattle? Seattle?
I read it as Seattle.
It looked like Seattle.
Let's go to Seattle, guys.
If it helps, the words S-E-A-T are like bolded slightly, like they've scribbled them in really hard in the paper.
Seattle.
Is
that a word?
Is that
seats?
I feel we're losing focus.
I feel like every room in the school would have seats in it.
Is there, I don't know, like storage for the seats?
Well, what if it's the gym? Or maybe like, and I don't know, it says a road, like, Sorry, out of character. Does the school have a track and field area?
Yeah, I'd imagine it's sort of in that sort of upper right blank area. I should probably add that to the map. Sort of like above where the gym is.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe why don't we try the gym and the track and field area? Because this all seems very, very sports related.
And Emily chimes in, yeah, one of the clues is about sports. I know sports. We can look at sports, right? I'm not sure what I'm doing with this character.
Yeah. Yeah, that seems like a good idea.
Let's go to the gym.
Let's totally go to the gym.
Alrighty. So your little gaggle of friends or whatever you all are at the moment starts to move out of room 346 and down the hall to where the gym is. On the way, the one guy who showed up, who's just been like standing there looking awkward the whole time, he kind of like sheepishly peels off from the group on the way because you kind of, from the way he was like looking at people, kind of got the vibe that he was just there to meet girls, and now it's in this weird scavenger hunt thing and he's a little weirded out, so he's gonna leave.
And no one's paying him attention.
Yeah, I feel like we didn't notice him the whole time.
Actually, once the group leaves the room, Valerie is going to peel off as well and head toward the auditorium and try not to be noticed doing that.
Oh, sure.
Are we splitting the party already? Oh, geez.
No, actually, I like it.
That's okay. I'm sure it's fine.
Listen, the idol world is harsh, and you need to sometimes try to get ahead of others.
It's cutthroat.
It is.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I would say, I don't know, like, if there's any, like, notice thing that we have to do, but I feel like I would probably be the one power walking in front and leading everybody to the gym, so I probably wouldn't have noticed until we got to the gym.
All right, so I guess, who do we want to go with first? I guess since we mentioned the gym first, let's go with the gym crew first, and we'll come back to where Valerie is. We'll assume Valerie was kind of near the back of the group, and since our whoever friend peeled off sort of from the back as well, you were able to sort of peel off with him without being noticed yet, anyway.
Mm-hmm. He probably, like, looked hopeful for a moment, and then I turned in a different direction.
and his shoulder shrug a bit, like, aw. And he wanders off to, like, I don't know, the study hall or something. Or just goes home. It's after school.
Yeah.
All right, so your group is heading towards the gym. So on the way, the girl who was a bit snippy with you, the girl with the dark ponytail, sort of sidles up towards you, Angie, and is like, are you serious? Are we really doing this? This seems silly. Why don't we just, like, go somewhere and practice? This is very, very off topic for what we should be doing right now.
I agree, but I'm also a bit curious about where she's going with this. So let's see how it plays out.
All right. I don't think I introduced myself, by the way. I'm Diana. So you all head into the gym. It's what you'd expect for a gym in a smaller school. It's like, it's not very big. It's not very well maintained. Like, the floor is not quite as shiny as it could be. There's maybe like a couple boards that are cracked. Feels like nobody's really dusted in a lot of the places around for a while. But you do see towards the back of the gym, there are a few doors where the equipment storage is. There's a few doors leading out to the side where the track and field are. There's bleachers, and there's a couple people who are playing around with the basketball hoops, but they're not really doing a whole lot at the moment. Like, it's still pretty early in the school year. The basketball team / club hasn't really fully gotten going yet.
Okay. Yeah, so I just burst in there and put my hands on my hips and do like that kind of pseudo superhero pose. And I just start assessing the room.
So you're assessing again?
Yeah. Roll superior.
Ooh.
Why isn't it weird?
You assess the hell out of this gymnasium.
Yeah.
So you got a 13. So on a 10 plus with assess the situation, you get to ask two questions and take +1 while acting on the answers.
Okay. Is there anything that stands out about the guys playing basketball?
They're just basically shooting hoops with each other. They don't seem to be playing like a structured game of any sort. They're just having fun.
Hanging out. Okay. What kind of bleachers are the
are in the room? Are they the kind that kind of, like, the old school ones that you kind of have to pull
out?
Yeah,
exactly.
Those kind of bleachers. Yeah. Okay, sorry, I'm trying to picture the... I'm not really sure what to ask.
Probably most appropriate would be how can we best end this quickly, which is how can we best find the clue quickly.
Like, what here can I use to find the clue?
Yeah, that would be... Yeah, how best can I end this quickly would be my first question.
All right, so you're surveying the gym, you're looking around and you see... You know that the clue mentions hogging the ball, so you're looking at the guys playing basketball and thinking, oh, maybe we could go over to them. But then your eye goes over to equipment storage, and you have a thought, I bet there's a bunch of balls in there. So before you go interacting with people that, unless you have to, you think, oh, maybe I should try the storage first.
Okay. I guess, can I hold the second question, or do I have to have both of them now?
No, you can hold the second one. You can use it for, like, a future, like, clue that you're working on, since they both sort of accomplish the same ends anyway.
Mostly I just want to go to the equipment storage and see what's in there, and then it'll probably inform my next question. Yeah. So, yeah, I point ahead, and I go, over there. And then I start power walking. And I'm wearing heels.
They clack very loudly on the gym.
Really audibly. Yeah, it's very audible.
So you head to the equipment storage room and you find it's unlocked, which seems like probably not the best choice, but who knows, maybe they lost the key to the room a while ago. It could happen with this school. So the room is open. You open the door with no trouble, and indeed you see pretty much what you'd expect to see in a sports equipment storage room. There's a whole bunch of different types of balls for different types of sports. You've got your baseballs, basketballs, medicine balls, because there are always medicine balls in schools, hockey sticks and tennis rackets and badminton rackets and I don't know, all that stuff. And that's nothing else really stands out. It's fairly lock standard sports equipment room.
Okay, I guess I walk further in and I'll just be like, let's just look at the balls, I guess, and just pick one up and see if there's anything that stands out about any of the balls.
And this probably is a good place to use your second question to figure out, like, what's a...
Yeah.
What ball would best hide a clue?
Yeah, I guess most sports, I guess we wouldn't be looking for a dodgeball because dodgeball hits other people. We don't normally share those balls. Does anything about the, I'm going with the balls thing, so is there anything about the balls that stand out in any way? Like either visually or...
I'm going to say this is the result of your second question. This is your second brainwave for this. There's something else in the clue that you're sort of looking at everything in the room and puzzling over, like, is there some other, like, indicator in this? And then you think, wait, no, it can't be that, right? And you think, if it says hog the ball, another word for hog is pig. And another term for a football is a pigskin.
Yeah.
So you decide to look at the footballs.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to say, search the footballs. But I shout it for some reason. And then I walk over
and
there.
Emily jumps and it, like, acts on your orders like, ah, like you scared her.
Yeah. So we search the footballs, pigskins.
And... Cynthia, you're just sort of following along with this, or is there anything else that you're doing in the room or in the gym? Or
yeah, I've been casually walking along with everything, so I'll just stroll over and pick one up and look at it.
Alrighty. And by sheer luck, Cynthia happens to find a football with a piece of paper taped on the underside.
Oh, what does it say?
It's more like, what does it look like? It doesn't have any words on it, but it does look like part of a picture that somebody printed out on, like, an inkjet printer. It looks like it looks like half of the Fort McNally school building.
Okay, I'll just say, found it, and hold it up for everyone to see.
Da-na-na-na!
Yeah, so I guess I walk over there with everyone and I look at it and I'm a little unimpressed that this is the clue, but also I'm not surprised. So I just say, "This? Really?" And then I sigh. Where should we go next? And then I'm going to say I've been holding the clipboard this whole time and so that we can look at the clues.
All right. And it in a delayed fashion, Karen like slowly raises her arms up in kind of a limp fashion and goes, "Woohoo, you did it."
So I'll take the clue off the ball and hand it to Evangeline. I'll clip it.
All right. And before we move on with this, let's go back to Valerie and her little sidebar to the auditorium.
Yeah, I just sort of like casually break away. And then if no one else is in the next hallway I enter, I sprint to the auditorium to try to get there as quickly as I can.
All right. So as you turn off down the hallway away from Mr. Probably a Creepazoid, whoever he was, you head down towards the auditorium, and you enter the auditorium, and it's an auditorium, it's a school auditorium, it has a stage, it has curtains, there is a seating area, there's a storage space near the back, there's a tech area where people can control, like, the lights and sound and everything for shows. Otherwise, it's an empty auditorium, so you are free to do what thou wilt in here.
Okay, because the clue mentioned seating or the, you know, seat, I'm going to start walking up and down the aisles looking at the seats to see if I can find any kind of clue or anything hidden on or under them.
Alrighty. So, actually, as you're going up and down the rows, you have your phone on you, right?
Yes.
Your phone starts going off, actually. It starts buzzing or ringing, whatever you have it set to.
I look at the incoming number.
It is a contact you're starting to know very well at this point. It is Grace, your assistant at Rain Shadow Records.
I definitely answer right away. I'd say, yes, this is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. It's Grace. I'm just calling to let you know that your dance lessons this Saturday have been moved from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Mary, she needs the studio for some extra time that day, and, well, you know how Mary is.
Okay,
Yeah, and they sigh with you. This has happened a few times in the summer leading up to this.
Yeah. Okay, I should be fine. I'll probably have to reschedule some other things, but...
Oh, no. Yeah, I was hoping it wouldn't mess up your schedule, as I know. And you're just starting the Idol Club, right, too, right? I don't want to mess with that. I know that's going to be part of your whole thing.
I don't even know if it is. We've got some kind of weird, like, puzzle scavenger hunt. I don't know.
That does sound strange. Are they trying to do a bit? Is this like a theme that they're trying to pull with their group? Like a puzzle themed idol group? Is that a thing?
I don't know. We got clues leading to different parts of the school, and there's one girl here who acted like she was the president and she has no idea what's going on.
Don't we know that story? And they chuckle like and then they make us sound like, oh, they're checking to make sure that mm-hmm. no one can hear them. Anyway, sorry again about this. I really hope this works out, but this is really the only slot I could get for you. Can you Slack me your meeting schedule once you know it? And then I can plug it into our calendars here, and then I'll try to schedule some things for you around it more as I can anyway.
Yeah, thanks. I'll see what I can move around and I'll send it to you. And just she can't even tell me further in advance. That's it. It's just
No, it's she's Like I said, you know how she is. She just came, like, barging into the office and said, I need the studio at 1. Book it for me, please. And then was out in a huff, like usual.
Okay, well, thanks. Thanks for letting me know.
No problem. You know, I'm rooting for you. I know this isn't like the greatest gig in the universe, but I'm glad you've got it at least. I think you're gonna do great.
Yeah, I'm glad I got it too. Thanks.
How are things going at school, by the way? Are you doing okay so far? Are you making friends?
I mean, it's fine. I'll just, you know, I need to focus on the career, and that's what the Idol Club is for. Anyway, if I could just find this stupid...
Yes, I won't keep you much longer. Yeah. Okay. I think I gotta run here anyway. It looks like I just got a notification that says Mary just ordered one of those ridiculous unicorn fraps. Again, I gotta go run and pick that up.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Grace, sorry. Just... Yeah. Good luck.
Thanks. I'll talk to you later, Valerie. You got this, okay?
You too. You got the unicorn frap, whatever.
I will get the unicorn frap.
Okay, bye.
All right, they hang up. Anyway, so with that out of the way, you're free to continue searching the aisles of the auditorium. Is there anything else you're doing, or just going straight back to it?
I'm just going straight back to it, row by row.
All right. Well, you don't have to go very far, at least. You really only went through, like, the first row and a half. And sure enough, by the end of the second row, you find, on the underside of a seat, a familiar piece of inkjet-printed paper that looks like half of the school building, and it's on the underside of seat 2B.
I can't... Well... I'm pretty sure I can't do anything with this on its own, so I'm going to take that and go to the gym where everyone else said they were going.
I think that's fair. Yeah, no, there doesn't seem to be anything else really of note in here, so you might as well. All right, so we have Valerie heading back towards the gymnasium. I'm going to say you get there probably about maybe just as the rest of the group is starting to leave and move on and decide where they're going to go next. And we have Diana, who was being a little confrontational with you before, looking even more frustrated. Like, what the heck is this even? Like, this doesn't tell us anything. What? This is very unprofessional. I'm not having a good time.
I feel like your expectations are a bit high here.
They should be high. Have you seen the competition on the high school circuit? It's insane.
Yeah, no.
And she just kind of like gives like an exasperated like, ugh, with her arms.
Maybe figure out what the point of the exercise is first after we do it, because not everything is practice.
I don't see what there would be to have other than practice. Like, so much of being an idol is about skill, and nobody gives that enough credit.
I mean, everybody gives that enough credit.
You would think.
Let's just see what the president has to say before jumping to a bunch of conclusions. I'm not happy with this either, but this is our first class. I'm not sure how much practicing you were expecting us to do.
It's just very frustrating. It's so hard to win these competitions. I've been looking forward to this for a long time.
We all have. We'll figure it out.
Hey.
All right. So yeah, Valerie, you come in kind of in the middle of this exchange.
Hey, so I kind of found this in the auditorium. I don't know. Do you see another one of these? And I hold up the half of the map.
I hold up the other part of the map. I mean, like, we found this in the balls, in the on a football, in the equipment room.
And everybody gives a little titter because high school students love jokes about balls.
That's what I was going for.
Anyway.
I think Valerie just kind of smirks and says, nice. I mean, I just thought, well, while we were walking here, I thought that, you know, it had a lot of seats in the auditorium, and I found this so I could... bring it back. And
Emily goes, oh yeah, that'd make sense. The clue said something about performance too, right?
Yeah.
It did. And now we have two done. Good thinking.
guess.
So what's our last clue then? She sort of like peeks over your shoulder to see what the last thing on the clipboard is.
And remember, on the road to becoming an idol, it's always okay to ask for help. So either a road or maybe the guidance counselor's office?
Are the two guys still there, like, practicing basketball?
Oh yeah, they're best bro-ing it up. They're high-fiving each other like, nice one, bro. Every time one of them sinks a basket.
I hold up my half of the map and go, hey, any of you know what this is?
What? Then they stop to turn around like, what? What's, oh, girls, hey, hi. And they sort of like make their way over like they hadn't even noticed any of you walk back and forth across the gym, even with the very loud heels clacking on the floor. They're just they love basketball so much. So yeah, they come over to say like, hey, yeah, sure. What's up? What do you got?
Well, we're trying to follow this weird scavenger hunt and it said to ask for help. And I thought you might be the people we're supposed to ask for help.
Oh, I don't know anything about that, but I don't know. Helping seems cool. They seem as confused as you.
Okay, I immediately pretend they don't exist.
Ugh, what a waste.
Well, I don't know, maybe we could help you find the person who's supposed to help you. They seem very, like, they seem like they don't want to give up the chance to talk to some pretty girls.
Okay, so let's try and put these images together, and she's just ignoring them. Let's try and put these pictures together and see if maybe it would lead us to another location, or there's something that signifies on it.
It looks like there's a piece missing on mine.
Yeah, as you put the two pieces of paper together, you see they form a near complete picture of the school building, except the top part seems to be cut off like somebody like ripped the top of the page off.
On the road to becoming an idol, it's always okay to ask for help. Maybe the library?
And the guys recoil at that, like, ew, books.
I look over at Cynthia and kind of shrug, like, maybe?
I just keep looking at road. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it says to ask for help, but you shouldn't talk in the library.
Karen nods sagely, that's wise advice. Emily pipes up with like, I don't know, maybe the guidance counselor sounds like a decent idea. Like their whole thing is guiding, helping, guiding.
Yeah, I guess.
We could use some guidance.
Unless like they would have put the last piece of paper on a road somewhere. I don't know.
I'm all for checking the counselor's office.
All right. So you guys are going to head to the, I guess basically to the staff office, which is where all that would be.
Yeah, that's our, I guess that's what we got right now.
Yeah, you're fairly close to there anyway, so. So you all head out of the gym and down the short hallway towards the front of the school where the office is. And there in the front office, you see a guy in his maybe like late 30s, early 40s. He seems fairly nondescript, but nice. And like, you know who this guy is if you've been here before. This is Mr. Pollock. He's just the office admin who runs the desk here. And he smiles when he sees you all come in like, oh, what can I help you with, ladies?
Hi, Mr. Pollock. I'm definitely a teacher's pet in some ways.
Oh, and he sees the clipboard and the pieces of paper in your hand like, oh, hey, are you guys aren't doing the Idol Club thing, are you?
Oh my god, yeah!
Hey!
Yeah.
And he gives you the, like, finger guns like he thinks he's cool.
Yeah. I play along because I'm in it to win it and I need to find that last missing piece. So.
I'd like to say I think Valerie has probably talked to the counselor quite a bit just because that's, you know, someone that you would, like, talk to about, transition.
Hmm.
But right now she's just like not acknowledging him or the fact that she's ever met him before in her life.
And I think he's aware enough to know that he probably shouldn't like be like overly familiar. Like
okay.
He's not going to make you like very uncomfortable. Like when you obviously don't want to be like approached.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to mention that's the attitude she has here.
Oh yeah, that's fair. Anyway, so we have Angie being very, like, nice and familiar with Mr. Pollock, and he's like, oh, yeah, hey, hey, congratulations, I guess. This is where you get the thing for your scavenger hunt that the Amberley set up.
I can't believe this actually worked. I mean, thank you, Mr. P.
Diana, like, just smacks her forehead like, God. So he rustles around with some papers on the desk and pulls out a little envelope that's marked New Idol Club Members. And he also pulls out own clipboard that actually does say Idol Club signups, because this is the administration office and you have to, like, actually formally sign up for clubs, and this is the place you should do that.
Okay, I, like, reluctantly put the clipboard down and keep my pom-pom pen and just fill out the form.
All right.
I say nothing.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to say Mr. Pollock hands the envelope to Cynthia, because he also actually does look at Cynthia and says, oh, hey, Cynthia, right? Miss Knight?
Yes.
Your aunt stopped by earlier. I think she's waiting for you outside. Once you're done with all this, you might want to go and talk to her for. I think she said she just needs to talk to you for a bit.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So you know that you have your aunt waiting somewhere outside the school.
Yes.
All right. So you have the envelope, so.
Yeah, I'll open up the envelope.
All right. So you open the envelope, and in there you find one more familiar-looking piece of inkjet-printed paper. And you line it up with the pictures you already have. And what you see is basically just a photo of the school with sky above. And there's a big yellow arrow pointing to the roof. Thank you so much for listening to Super Idols RPG. Our cast for today was Dana Lexa as Valerie Pierce, Teowind as Evangeline Blake, Michelle as Cynthia Knight, and Aaron Cerise as the GM. This campaign is played using Masks, A New Generation, written by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games, with custom moves by Aaron Cerise and Zach P. Our opening theme is Le Chevalier Noir Instrumental by Cyborg Jeff, and is used under license from Jamendo Music. Our ending theme is Born to Drive Me Crazy Instrumental by Lance Conrad. This song and all other music for this episode are royalty-free tracks under license from audioblocks.com. If you liked this episode, please consider liking and commenting on the YouTube upload, or leaving us a review on your podcasting platform of choice. Thank you again for listening, stay well, and goodbye until next time!